heard me. The writer of Psalm 116 knew nothing of the upper room. They knew nothing of Jesus. But they did know the language of a hopeful people. The writer of this psalm knew about God's love. So why are we talking about a psalm on Maundy Thursday? That's the night Jesus was betrayed. It's the night Jesus gathered his disciples for a Passover meal. The night Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and said, "This is my body broken for you." It's the night Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, poured it, and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." On Maundy Thursday, we reflect on our love for God and God's love for us. On Maundy Thursday, we remember what God has done for us. On Maundy Thursday, we thank God and are sent out to live out that thanks by being God's loving people in the world. And how is that connected to the psalm? Well, it starts off with how much the writer loves God. It remembers what God has done. It pledges to show thanks and praise to God. And it's not exact. It's not the exact story of communion, of the Last Supper, but it's close. It has the flavor. "You heard me. I love you. You listened to me. I love you. You have loosed my bonds. I love you." Yes, loosed my bonds. The traditional time for people to sing this psalm was in worship celebrating recovery from a long illness. Over the years, that phrase, "loosed my bonds," has had significant meaning for many people. Healing, delivery, freedom, restoration. As in, "You have restored me. I love you." And we could go on. Go into something about, you know, God loving God simply because God is and not because what God has done. We could go that direction. It's difficult to separate that, but let's leave it at, "You have restored me. I love you." Because we love God because really goes beyond that word because we don't have the words to describe it. You get me. I love you. You love me. I love you. The psalmist experienced God's actions as love. And then the writer there asks the question, "What can I do to repay you?" Do we have to pay God back? Could we ever pay God back? Of course not. But do you know the extraordinary sense of gratitude that just compels you to do something? I think that's what the psalmist is talking about. This, "Oh, I am so grateful. I just need to do something to show how grateful I am. I will lift the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all its people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem." Oh, praise the Lord. Remember that the Psalms, while reflecting deep personal thoughts, are also the songs that congregations sang and still sing. And these pledges, while sung by individuals, are also pledged by everyone who is gathered. There's this one verse that's sung twice. "I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people." And what are the vows here? I think that the vows are money. "I'll pay up." "I will offer you a thanksgiving sacrifice." "I'll give up something of mine and offer it in tribute to you." "I will lift up the cup of salvation." That's the part that sounds like Maundy Thursday. But in the psalm, it's more of a twist. The writer isn't talking about the typical Old Testament fashion things You'd expect him to say, "Deliver me from your cup of wrath, O God." But this cup is one that saves. Thank you, God, for this life-giving bread, this saving cup. On Maundy Thursday, we reflect on our love for God and God's love for us. We remember what God has done for us, and we thank God and are sent out to live out that thanks by being God's loving presence in all the world. And on Maundy Thursday, we share a meal together. We remember Jesus' death and celebrate his resurrection with the bread of life and the cup of salvation. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. God is here. God is still speaking. God is still listening. Amen.